Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment, and we also have a clip, by the way. Living alone versus always sharing a home. Do you feel it was your choice or more circumstances than choice? Living solo or never solo, two very different journeys. Did you choose yours or did circumstances choose it for you? Let's listen to a clip first.
Every now and again, I mourn the fact that I never lived alone as an adult. I lived with my mom, then I lived on my sorority floor, then I lived with my cousin, then I lived with my husband. In between those times, I crashed in people's couches because I didn't live with my mom anymore, so there were times where I had nowhere to go. So I, like, lived with people, but, like, I never had a place of my own. I never paid my own rent. I never thrifted my own furniture. I never got to do that. I never got to do my own Sunday reset. I could do it now in my home, but the kids make a mess all the time. Like, where's the reset in that? But anyways, I digress. But yeah, I mourn that version of me that could have been. And I think it would have been so cool. I would have been a degenerate, but it would have been so cool. I don't know. I advise this generation coming up, have that time. Live that life. You know, that could be like the best time of your life.
Very interesting. Here's some interesting stats here. Let's start with my favorite. Solo dining apparently reflects well-being. In the U.S., about 26% of adults ate all their meals alone in a day. Solo dining is a stronger predictor of unhappiness than unemployment. Also, the global rise in solo living. In 2018, one person households worldwide made up 28%, and that's projected to climb to about 35%. South Africa, in 2023, 26.5% of South African households were single-person homes. Imagine that. And also, older adults increasingly solo. Among South African aged 60+, those living alone rose from 14.6% in 1996 to 20.2% in 2011. And there's also obviously concerns about mental issues for people who live alone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know people who are well off, have everything, 8-bedroom home. But when you visit them, you realize how lonely they are. That
yeah.
when you want to leave, I want to show you something. I bought a new TV. Now I come from a family of 7 siblings. Maybe there were nephews and nieces in between in a 4-bedroom house
Cousins.
In Soweto.
Sure.
But life was great. But it got to a point where as you grow older, maybe you're 17, you're like, ish. On the floor in the bedroom, because when everyone wakes up, you have to wake up. And it was such a nice thing when I left my home at Pimville to go to Venda, and I just had a little bedroom.
Yeah.
And it was just me alone, you know,
yeah.
just the bedroom,
yeah.
you know, with everything. I had a TV, I had whatever. And I knew when I came back, there was no one. It was just me.
It was your space.
100%. But I know the dynamics of living alone and having other people. You know, it's like a double-edged sword. But I think living with other people is
the only time I was alone was in my room, Ekaya. Before, like, that was the only time I was
back room. Yeah,
Mkulu Oshama back room. So that was the only time I would say I was alone in my whole life. Otherwise, there's people around me. There's people when they wake up, there's people among like that. I was alone among in fact, no. I don't think that the backroom stuff needs to even count.
No, it doesn't count because there are people.
So that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
So I've never been by myself.
Yeah.
I'm 45.
Because Moyo, even if you have a backroom, you still go in the main house.
But also in the country, you have a fridge.
Exactly.
So you're not alone.
Yeah, I've never been alone.
I don't know the feeling of not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
Like walking into a place, unlocking, and you will sleep and you're the only person there.
Never.
Yeah, man,
never.
I know. Toyando, Toyando, Mafikeng. Even when I came back to Johannesburg, I bought a house in Lindhurst. It was just me. That's why I ended up having dogs, Kilo and Pebbles.
Story. So producer Pila, lives alone for the longest time. Yeah. So I'm like, how was your weekend? Like, the last time I left my place was like
Friday when I came.
Friday. I've been endlessly since I meet now. No one alone.
No more. Yeah.
Niti mina. So you didn't speak to no one the whole weekend. Yeah, on the phone. No.
See nobody else.
Human touch. You guys are the first people I'm seeing today.
Yeah, it's possible.
I'm like, impossible.
I'm a poisa kumela vagashe endlini yakhe. So bona kuthi kunani.
Hi, yeah.
How is it possible, though?
The lonely times, I mean, when I worked for National Mobile, I used to travel a lot, right? Quality auditing for National Mobile. And I'm telling you now, part of my loneliest memories are that.
Mm.
Because you're in hotel rooms and you're all alone. It's not like... you don't know anyone. Even when you are dining by yourself, it's not a solo occasion. So you're not even saying...
You're forced
to dine by yourself.
It's not by choice. No.
It's not by choice. And you get in the room, even if it's nice, it's just lonely and white. My space, I love it. I want an hour, maybe a day.
To be alone.
Forever. No.
Solo dining, the last time I did it, to me, it was... when I was still doing only Fridays here at Kaya.
Mm.
So we'll come on a Wednesday to do the show. And then I would go in Melrose to sit alone at least for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That was the last time maybe.
I'm the champion.
Solo dining,
I'm the champion.
I'm king and queen. When we had our meeting across the road.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've been there. One man.
I found
man.
A spot where I'm going to start.
One man.
Those.
I think
solo is, yeah.
So there you go, Kaya family. Drop us your voice notes.
Lucky circumstances. I live with my mom, siblings, or it's a family. Because sometimes you want to get home to yourself. So I really want to live alone. Just that circumstance I did remain, but hey.
I mean, my script turned very wrong. I never imagined myself living all alone by myself. Something went wrong, man. No.
Mm. And you have those family members like Exen Moshala Nabantu, ne? If there's many of you in the house, there's always that one, that character, Oshala Pupa. He hasn't pooped in 6.
And am I like, Ladies, when was the last time you were alone? Like, alone in your lifetime? Like, alone?
You are unlocking. There's nobody
you're
but
alone.
You.
It was just before I got pregnant.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, because my husband is still working outside the province, and it was just me. I was going home to myself.
For how long?
Oof, it went on for months, and then I got pregnant, so now I have help at home.
Okay.
So you had company, finally.
I had company, and I wasn't cooking for one. I was not about to.
Have you ever been alone?
Those glorious days. How I miss those glorious days.
Well, you just opened the door.
My guy. Once. Just me and my dogs. I want to go back.
Not alone.
Angie. Not dogs,
you are talking
not
to the walls and alone. Your cockroaches.
When I was, about before I bought the farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after the farm, obviously, now there's...
Yeah,
there's animals everywhere.
There's things around.
In the farm.
There's employees.
I've never been alone.
With problems.
I've never been alone.
What?
I've never been alone.
Guys.
Like where really? I'm opening and closing, that's hotel rooms.
Oh my gosh, guys.
That's hotel rooms. I can't remember.
I must say also, I got a lot done when I was alone.
What do you mean?
A lot of what work.
Yes, it's productive.
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
Why are you Who talking? Are you? You're talking at work.
Thank you.
It's a touch already.
I think you should talk now.
We are talking about living alone, eh? Living alone versus always sharing a home. Do you feel it was your choice or more circumstances than choice? We've got your voice notes. We really appreciate you sending us voice notes. Thank you.
What a name. Different strokes for different folks. There's nothing wrong with living alone. There's nothing wrong with never living alone. But personally, I can never do it. I can't live alone. I refuse to. I don't think I'm mentally strong for me to actually live alone. Mm. I don't think I am. Even if you give me like a newborn baby, there has to be a warm body with me at home. Alone. Oh, what, guys? I can't.
I had the opportunity to live alone in varsity, and then I also had the opportunity to buy my own house and live alone. My brother then came to live with me. Oh, lucky uyahamba ngeweekend. So unokuthuleka nje. And abantwana bami ba co-parented. So banokuza bese ninini baya kubababo. So I get that opportunity. And basahlala nomam. From next year, guys, but bayabuya. Yo.
Mna, I stayed alone after leaving home for 10 years. Mm. During that time, I had a relationship that would be 3 years on the 10th year. And then my wife and I did the right thing, and then we started living together after dating for about 4 years. So yeah, it was definitely by choice, and I enjoy it. And I must say that I could cook back then, but now I'm struggling to cook because I'm so spoiled. I practically depend on my family.
Me, I'm alone. My husband works far away. Exactly. He comes home on Saturday, Sunday, he leaves. Okay. There's no dog, there's no cockroach, there's no rat, there's nothing. I'm all by myself every day. As I'm speaking to you right now, the only family I have is you guys.
Is it?
Yeah, at least you're not alone.
Is it?
This bunch is quite noisy, so there's no
excitement.
I am literally ignoring him.
Is it?
Really? Telling you this? I'm telling you. Isn't.
We won La Pedro.
People really stay alone.
Like alone.
I know a couple of people that really stay alone.
Alone.
Yeah. Right now, the person that I know that stays alone is my mom.
Yeah, and I think
alone.
Mom, tell you one, tell you one. My sister is married. My mom stays alone.
Sure.
Nah.
Which is scary in a
the
way.
The way Mwaka Bizanka thinks, there's no way she will survive staying alone.
Why?
Mwaka Bizanka. Mama. Ubisa atsuwa fela little half. There's no way. She'd go crazy. She would literally, we would find her unwell. There's no way.
Because you keep telling me this. Really?
There's a lesson that you wanna teach.
This on it.
Baby.
I mean, in my life, I've only stayed alone for 2 years because I was working away from home. But yeah, hey, Gatishenga, Fauxalanga, Positiana Maraski, staying alone. Yo, guys, horrible. I'm back now with the family and wife, kids, get right.
Yeah, when you live in a family house, you always dream about living alone, Shem. I used to tell my mom that. I finished school, went to varsity. Then I had a change of heart. I'm the only one working. Let me help out at home. My mom wasn't even around. And then they started fighting me for silly things. Like, why are you leaving the door open? Hey. So like, you know what? I need to find my space. And then I did for 3 years. And then I fell pregnant. My biggest fear then was, what if I die in my sleep? Mm. And then at least someone needs to save my child. I can die in peace. But yeah, but I did a fair share of living alone.
Hey, now I'm staying alone. I've got a house, I'm staying alone. My kids, they visit me, then they leave. Bawan, they visit me 2 days, 3 days, then they leave. I'm always alone. Hey, sometimes it's boring, sometimes it's so fun. Gawan, if it's okay. I don't have to cook or get a takeaway, I'm fine.
Is it?
Do you know this person?
Really?
Oh, is it Khomut?
Q very white.
What a
Q very white, man.
So, I think, you know, I think living alone is when you walk in and agnugi nothing.
There's
no smell of food.
Oh,
and you try and figure out, okay, what do you do?
Nuts.
Right?
Oh, that's
nuts. What went for Sunday, Bahamba Wesson doing? I'm miserable for 4 hours.
You're like, nibu yapi?
Hi,
guys. Ninin ngakaze nahlala alone. You missed out. Oh, the joys of being alone. Ungakhulum nomuntu. Ubuye emsebenzini nge-weekend ungenama plans. Uyozukhulume nomuntu in person Monday mawubuyele emsebenzini. I used to love that. I used to enjoy that. I still crave that leyo chance yokuba alone and that quality time nje just to be myself. Manje iproblem sazala because now you hardly get that ukhuluma noma ungafuni yo.
Mina staying alone yami it started as a circumstance, so bengihlala nomamami and then kwashona umkhulu wami and then kwamele ukuthi kube nomuntu omdala ekhaya, then my mother went back kubo. It was supposed to be a 3 month arrangement. That was in 2018. She's been gone from lab. So, kuqale as a circumstance. Now I'm loving it. Hayibo, I am enjoying ukuhlala uyiwani, guys. Mina, I must say, never ever skip that step. So, ukuhlala uyiwani. Never ever skip that step.
I've been living alone since 2020 when I bought my house. And I must say, I'm enjoying it. Obviously, there are times where you'd feel a bit lonely, but I think the pros outweigh the cons. Yeah, because just like Skumba said, sometimes I get home, like now I'll get home at about 4:30. Until Sasa mangizemsebenzini futhi. And I enjoy that because I get to do my things. So it's good. It's all good.
Ay, Khomotso. That means you want to. But I traveled with work as well. And I would enjoy when I'm in a place like Cape Town. I don't know anyone. I meet someone at the bar. You have a conversation. You know, you don't end up alone. I had to spend time in the hotel rooms because after work, I would want to go to public places, eat, whether I'm eating alone. Some days, yes, I would finish my meal alone and go to my room without having a conversation with anyone. But that still, I wouldn't mind it at all.
Yo, Mina, I lived alone for about 7 years. Living in California, it was 30 minutes away from my mom's house. And my mom's house has enough room. Like being the camera lamp, but I just wanted my own space. And man, I do miss that every day after work. I'm rushing back home to cook. Whereas when I was still a bachelorette, after work, my focus was just on gym. That's why I put being fit. Another thing is, on that note, even cooking, mina being nuklala nje ngama crackers or ama popcorn. So yeah, I think it would be great for if you have an opportunity, experience, if you can afford also. It's nice, man.
I actually miss the time where I would come back from work on a Friday, park my car, get to my place, and there would be nobody. And I would talk to nobody for the whole weekend. I love that and I miss that. But now, circumstances, I've had to move back home and I hate it. I hate it. I'm praying that things can get better so that I can move back to my own space. But yeah, I love being alone.
Guys, I don't want to lie. I used to stay alone most of the times and I stayed with my father. Now I stay with my siblings. I love being alone. Because I clean, I do everything. Now, hey, unjuk is PTPT, man. Kima daga daga from outside, inside, when a kitchen, when a bathroom. Yo, I bafit, I angek.
Yo, guys, the way Kalang would like Liwani, and I always say, that opportunity in Missy, hey, because Nikidula Kondrung Levatadi bought a house, tata, my le mama, with my son and my little sister. And I'm thinking now, okay, if it happens, or get hole an opportunity, or okay, kids, I may go to like one. Mwana go to Hono Salibe, mwana go go, because I sub a world that space. Yo, even now, or to like our fellas, just go to my room, like, yo, kisaraki do to mwana ki. I'm like, oh, today was supposed to be my me time.
Just the other day, I was asking my son, Uguti, uyaning how honwa how marwena. Because now you don't want to go to your grandmother's house. Like, just go visit your grandmother so that I can have my space all to myself. Like, it has been a while since, I think my son's last visit to the grandmother was in April. So, yeah, I miss my own space. Hey, that dude must just go visit somewhere.
Hey, mina nginga hlala ngiwani. Cishe mhlambe 2 or 3 years. Hey, ipangibanga yiphara ngalesa skathi ayangazi. Bengiphuza every day ngiyemsebenzini kunjalo. Hey, Jesu, hayi, engicishe ngazimosha she ukuhlala ngeyiwani. Hey, ngiwangisiza umuntu wathi ngiwe indoda yakhe.
Staying alone is awesome. Qhaxa ohleli wedwa ufana manje ukwaza nje randomly every 3 hours nje just to keep your sanity.
Yo, wafethu, living alone. Yo, angijwayelanga lento leyo bafethu. Hayi, enenye ngibhizi ngiyayizama iyangihlula. Iyangihlula to the point udazini. I'm even losing weight. Ukuhlala uyiwani. Like, bengihlala nomfazi wami before, but manje akasahlali nami la due to circumstances. Yay, ngize ngaluzi weight thinking ukuthi I must go home. Ngiyohlala ngiyiwani, ngiyale ngiyiwani, ngizwashele, ngizibhekele. Awu, hayi bafethu, hayi, ngicela ingcede. I can't.
I live alone. Actually bought a bigger house to live alone. When I do go out to mingle, socialize, but I prefer my own space. I don't like people. I just want to be alone. And I get a lot done. I get to be in with my thoughts. I'm fine alone. Ay, yo, mundo, ay.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.